Okay, 5 minutes, let's go. So, basically, what I wanted to communicate today is a little bit of work that we've been doing really since 1999 in California, long-term tillage rotation systems, evaluating the impacts, the effects of no-till, and also cover and no-cover crop systems. It's fairly common in California with our field and row crops to do a lot of tillage during the season. It's not uncommon from harvest to sowing that we might have 5 to 10 activities going on, which there's a number of good reasons for that. However, in terms of trying to optimize and maximize soil health, we think in terms of how we can change these systems to make them just as effective, but by minimizing the soil disturbance, maximizing the diversity of plants in rotation, including cover crops in some cases where that's practical, keeping the living roots in soil as much as possible, and allowing that soil cover to help improve soil quality. And one of the things that we've tried to develop over this time period is not just reductions in tillage and tillage systems, but we've integrated this idea with the ideas of precision irrigation, where we have try to increase irrigation efficiency, together with this idea of increased microbial diversity, generating and preserving those crop residues, and then we are seeing a dramatic shift to precision and controlled traffic farming activities. To give you an idea of the study design here, we've got standard till, conservation tillage, and conservation tillage is largely a no-till system. And then in each of those two tillage systems, we have either a cover crop or not a cover crop. So if we were to look on for the last 2 years, this is what the design has looked like. In the summer crop, basically, we're looking at a sorghum crop with all of those four treatments. And then the winter crop has been garbanzo beans. I might note also that in this area, our rainfall is only about 7 inches annually. So only a fraction of that is typically available to the plant in this area here. And in terms of cover crops, as you might imagine, water is not easily or broadly widely available. So we're looking at using existing rainfall. There's been a couple of instances where we have had to irrigate up, but mostly we're using existing rainfall to grow that cover crop during the season. The other thing that we've done over the last several years was we've looked at the impact of how some of these covers might improve or increase water use efficiency. And so we've done some activities looking at the impacts of some of these thick covers on evaporative demand over the season. And we found that we can actually decrease evaporation by as much as about 4 inches during the entire season, which can result in about a 13% reduction in evaporative loss. The other idea is where we actually have increased efficiencies during the winter months, while that rainfall directly can impact and be taken up by the cover crop. To give you an idea of some of the surface residue issues, you can see here very big differences between the no-till systems and the standard till systems. And the year differences that you see there are going to play, they're going to be impacted significantly by winter rainfall. So where we have a standard till there with a cover crop, you can see in 2016, 2017, we had much more residue that was produced by the cover crop. And so you see some of those differences creeping up in this data slide here. And this gives you the idea of the magnitude difference that you have between the different years. So in 2000, we had a very high rainfall year. In 2016, high rainfall year again. But this is the dry matter produced by these cover crops in the different years based on a rotation of different cover crops over the year. On average, we're looking at about 10 tons of cover crop added to the soil per year. And here we see some of the soil indices, soil conditioning indices, soil conditioning index, the stir ratings, and look at the diesel fuel used on different tillage systems here. So we've got as much as a 4 to 5 fold difference in some of the diesel fuel that's used. Obviously, there's emission issues when it comes to PM10s and PM2.5 now, and that's an important issue in our area. We also have seen changes in just basic soil properties. So tillage differences in bulk density. I did that to myself, didn't I? The cover crops, you can see the bulk density changes in cover crops, and then the four different treatments, you can see their changes in bulk density. In terms of total carbon, tillage, no tillage, very big difference, very significant differences in our soil carbon with the two systems. Particularly, you can see those big differences there between standard tillage and no-till. And then I've got one last slide here, and basically we're looking at aggregate stability, slaking, water infiltration rates, all very different in these systems. So it has taken a number of years to see these benefits and to see these changes over time. Really took about 5 or 6 years to see the preponderance of them. We continue to see slight increases in carbon and other improvements in soil properties, and largely these are changes up in the top 6 to 8 inches of soil. Thank you.